Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Now we've talked about this before. How to determine if influence marketing is the best path forward for you. This time I want to drill down a little bit from a different angle. Who are the best candidates for this strategy? What is needed before we can even approach possible partners? Here are two things you already have to have in the can. First up, engaged community. Now, I know we've talked about this before, and it may look like you have an extremely active community with all those likes and comments. Here's what buyers are looking for, though. Influence. What they want to know what your community does with your advice. How do they act? What do they do? Do they buy? When do they buy? If you haven't had digital partners before, the best way to pitch this is with data on your offers. So for example, what was the latest conversion rate after mention number one, and what was the timeline? Buyers call this activation. So be sure and talk about what they want to do with brand awareness. Do they want to drive traffic to a site or a landing page? Generate leads from a splash page? Video views? Find out what activation looks like and be ready with some data on your own. Second up, alignment. Now we've talked about this before, about your voice and your values. You know those have to be strategic and resonate. The next step here is to show alignment between you and what they've done in the past. So do some research. Check out your possible sponsor's previous ad campaign. Go to the About section of their website, their content, their press. What do they advocate? Do they have a passion project, an ad campaign? Then position your voice as a messenger for those same values. Show the alignment. Here's why. No one wants to nullify what they've invested big money to convey. So you have to pitch the idea that you fit right in, also known as reducing the risk. You know, a lot of us look at opportunities and ask ourselves, can I do this? Well, of course we can. We can do whatever we want. This right here is why we don't work for other people. So perhaps a more strategic question is, will my current assets make this revenue stream easy or difficult to pull off? And if our answer is the latter, that it's going to be hard, are we up for the long, hard slog that it's going to take? Looking at revenue streams and opportunities from a current asset perspective can be the difference between smooth sailing and slam dunks in a roller coaster ride. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.